USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Major League Baseball, in a knee-jerk reaction, moved its All-Star game to Colorado after the league announced Friday it was pulling the game out of Atlanta in protest of the state's new voter ID law. It should be noted, Colorado requires voters to present identification when voting. CBS News appears to be stepping back from a hit piece against Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. The report on Sunday outlined an alleged pay-for-play scheme involving DeSantis accepting a $100,000 donation for his campaign from a grocery store chain for the right to distribute the COVID vaccine. Republican and Democrat critics blasted the report for deceptive editing by CBS that omitted DeSantis' explanation for the vaccine strategy. The Texas Rangers welcomed a crowd of at least 38,000 fans to Globe Life Field in Arlington Monday for the team's home opener against the Toronto Blue Jays. The game marked the first full-capacity sporting event since coronavirus shut down all sporting events more than a year ago. USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. Trustednewspaper.com.
Are your 2020 taxes completed yet? Sure, we have an additional month to get them done this year, but there's a money reason to get them done. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A third batch of $1,400 stimulus checks is out the door. The latest round reportedly includes plus-up payments to those eligible for more money if their 2020 tax returns have been processed by the IRS. More than 130 million people so far have received checks that were authorized in the massive stimulus bill that was recently signed by President Biden. The IRS is urging taxpayers to get their taxes filed so they can take advantage of all money coming to them.
The tax deadline has been moved back to Monday, May 15th. Baylor captured its first NCAA men's basketball national title through an 86-70 pummeling of Gonzaga on Monday night. Game took place at Lucas Oil Stadium. Bears coach Scott Drew was spotted with a basketball net around his neck and a smile on his face. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Will Americans be required to get a COVID passport to state the recipient has had the COVID-19 vaccine? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The federal government won't require a COVID vaccination passport, according to the White House chief medical advisor. The concept of a passport in some form to provide proof of a COVID vaccination has been contentious in the last few weeks, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing an executive order banning them in his state. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says that's not something the federal government is planning on requiring for business or travel. He tells Politico that will be left up to private entities.
And I do believe that there will be individual entities that will do that. There may be theaters that say you don't get in unless you have proof of vaccination. There may be colleges or other educational institutions that do that. I'm not saying they should or that they would, but I'm saying you could foresee how an independent entity might say, well, we can't be dealing with you unless we know you're vaccinated, but it's not going to be mandated from the federal government.
Critics complain the COVID passport would be a major invasion of privacy. The total market value of cryptocurrencies pushed past $2 trillion for the first time, doubling in about 2 months amid surging institutional demand. Bitcoin is worth more than $1 trillion alone after its price more than doubled in 2021 to $58,858 per coin. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.